Why does it look so small, small, small? There it is. There we go. There we are.
Hey, y'all.
The boys, the girls.
Excuse me.
We making it out of Texas with this one.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Never mind.
We making it out of Texas with this one. But, yeah.
Oh.
Damas y caballeros, ladies and gentlemen, bienvenidos al show. I won't do that. Life in zero gravity, vida en cero gravidad. Tú sabes las vibras. You know the vibes. You're well aware of the vibes, right? I believe they are aware of the vibes. Wow. You know what I'm going to say? Oh, you're copying me. You're in copy mode. Okay. Good to know. So, what's been going on in the world of Roblox lately? You know better than me. I don't know. Don't copy me. No, I was asking you a question. No. What has been going on in Roblox?
Okay, sorry. The hunt is going on. It's like an Easter thing
that they do.
It's really popular, but there's like 93 games and you have to complete it in 1 month.
What? That seems like a lot.
Yeah.
The hunt, you say?
You get like some random goofy glasses for it.
Some goofy ass
glasses.
It's like
glasses. Ain't nobody gonna notice
that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
There's only like 10 or 9 days left.
That's crazy.
Probably 9.
I'm putting my Do Not Disturb on because I forgot people be interrupted.
Sure.
They be hating. Interrupted. Interrupted. Whoa. Whoa. But yes. That's cool. You think are you going to make it? Are you going to complete all the games? What do you think? Oh, man. Jasmine, no. Astro. Don't just copy me this whole time, please. This is not going to make it good.
Okay, sir. Wait, no, what'd you say?
You're ruining it.
What'd you say? I'm not even copying you anymore.
You didn't even pay attention. You were just paying attention to what I was saying just to try to copy it.
But you weren't, I was paying attention, though.
You weren't really hearing me, though. Wow. You think you know somebody. No, I was asking you if you thought you were going to make it.
No, I'm not making it. That's stupid. I'm not completing 93 games to get some goofy odd glasses. I'm sorry. Get it?
I don't know why.
You always do that.
It makes me laugh every time. Just zooming in like that. Well, I'm almost a zoomer. I'm Gen Alpha.
Well, you're not Gen Alpha.
Yeah, I am.
Quit playing, bro.
You're Gen Beta.
Quit playing. I am not Gen. I will never be Gen Beta. I hate you, Gen Beta.
They don't. Why do you hate Gen Beta? They don't even exist yet. What did they do? They couldn't have possibly done anything.
I hate Gen Beta.
Oh, your Babby is Gen Alpha, huh?
Yeah.
Just a joke. Well, not again.
Over y'all.
Okay, let's see. So, is Naomi wrecked?
What?
Stop. Obliterated?
Don't say that.
Is she wrecked? Has she been wrecked?
Yes. We haven't talked to her in so long.
For real?
Well, actually, it's only been 2 days, but basically...
That's like forever in 7-year-old years.
I'm not even 7! Grandpa, I mean...
Grandpa, Oh, man. He does
7
mess up
plus
like that.
4.
It's kind of funny, sometimes he messes stuff up. Like, there's some game we were playing. It was called Champions of Norrath. The studio that made it was called... Snowblind, right?
Yeah.
So, he one day was like, are you guys playing Blizzard Storm? He thought it was called Blizzard Storm, the game. He'll like mess up stuff like that, like old man style.
You know? I know, like that's what he did with Five Nights at Freddy's. He called it Freddy's Fat Fingers.
Freddy's? Did he really call it that? Freddy's Fat Fingers? Did he do that? You guys watched it, right?
Oh yeah, I was playing the actual game though, and he's like, "Oh, you ready to play Freddy's Fat Fingers?" That he's.
Does Freddy actually have? He probably does have fat fingers.
Yeah.
He's a bear.
Bro, don't say that. That's racist.
What? Oh, actually, it kind of is, huh?
Yeah.
Like, literally, I'm so used to saying something isn't racist, but bears are actually a race.
Yeah, you're just assuming that all bears have fat fingers.
That's a good point. We don't think about that. We're racist to animals all the time.
Yeah. We're just assume that they're all the same.
We commit genocide on animals.
What is genocide?
It's like when you wipe out a race, like when you kill.
Oh, dang, bro.
A lot of a race, yeah. It's true. That's what genocide is. We're making out the genocide of this one.
Bro, I literally just ate pork. Well, like pepperoni. Pepperoni is like pig.
Pepperoni.
Peppa Pig? Oh my gosh, what? Pepperoni Pig? Oh no!
Pepperoni.
That's why she's called Peppa.
I didn't think about that.
Bro.
No wonder she went on that killing spree on Roblox. She's mad at everyone.
Stop.
Piggy?
That's rude.
What?
That's rude.
She actually did that!
Just assuming that all pigs named Peppa do that.
No. I mean, there's only one that I know of. Somebody probably named their pig Peppa after that, though, huh? No. Yeah, this is a great view. Actually, that is... I would rather watch this than your face. I'm just kidding.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No!
You know, we always have to zoom. Bro lives at the mall.
Wait, we need the mic. We need to scream into
the
mic.
That's what I did. No. Bro lives at the mall.
No, it's this part. Can I do it?
I think it is like right here. No. Alright, you can do it.
Bro lives at the mall.
You know that's the wrong side, right?
Oh, okay.
That's what I was saying. I don't know if we need to do it again.
Bro lives at the mall.
I don't know if that was necessary. I don't know why TikTok, I swear, TikTok just doesn't want me to win. That's all they did that. I've
Bro
never seen.
Bro lives at the mall.
Bro lives at the mall. Like, I just put the talk to speech, text to speech. Wait, I thought my speaker was blown up. But no, alas.
Alright, ready, y'all?
It's not actually blown up. Bro lives at the mall. That was crazy.
Bro lives at the mall.
Are you imitating it?
Okay, ready, y'all?
Are you really doing this?
Bro lives at the mall.
That's what it sounded like.
Yeah, that's great content. Just like playing a video of a blown out video on this video.
We need to put it like right up to the mic.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
So is this.
Bro lives at the mall. So Naomi is obliterated, we've confirmed.
Oh, what if she's watching this?
She's not watching this.
How do you know that? That's racist.
I mean, just doubt that she's watching it. How would she even know about this?
Because I told her to watch the new episode.
Did you really?
Oh, wait, no, she can't even be watching it right now.
She can't, it's not even up yet.
It's not even finished, bro. It's still fresh. Guys.
No. We're not doing that.
Yes, we are.
No. Okay, that's enough of this with the legs.
Please.
No, it's not working. So how was your weekend?
It was good.
What did you do?
Stuff. I'm just kidding. I won't be like that.
What, are you filming the film? Wow, we meet again.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Oh!
This is amazing content.
Brawlers at the ball!
So I take this as... This is what you did this weekend?
Yes.
What didn't you do this weekend?
Okay, ready, y'all?
She's gonna play you back that moment that you just witnessed on this video. We're only like 10 minutes in, and this is easily the most annoying podcast I've done in a while. Easily.
Are you calling me easily. Annoying?
That's annoying.
Me? No, that was my voice. Are you calling my voice annoying?
I'm calling the blown out version of you intentionally blowing, like wrecking speakers. I'm calling that annoying.
Why?
Because it is.
Hey, y'all. Vibe check.
I'm thinking for the average person, it doesn't annoy me, but someone else watching this, they probably already tuned out by now. So do you think we're making it out the hood with this one?
What was that supposed to be?
With this episode.
Vibe check.
What?
For the average person, it doesn't annoy me.
This is like, we're just like replaying what we did over and over again. They heard you. This is not good. Do you think we're making out the hood with this one?
Yes.
I'm not so sure.
Oh no, wait, I didn't even know what I was doing. I didn't even know what I was doing. I'm sorry.
What'd you do?
I did this. Stop! Why would you do it?
Why is that bad?
Because it sounds like a gunshot.
Oh.
I'm sorry, y'all. I didn't
mean that. We're making out the hood with this one.
Stop! Why? Stop! Why?
We making it out.
Stop!
We making it off the farm with
this one. Stop! Excuse me? What do you mean?
Like Texas.
A farm.
Texas.
Oh, okay.
What did you think I meant?
If it hadn't been for cotton, I'd joke.
Yes. So, how much do you miss Babby on a scale of 1 to 11, with 11 being the most?
Can you even have a negative 0? That's not even possible.
No, 0 doesn't have a value. 0 is
already negative.
No, it's not. It's neutral.
Yes, it is. Oh.
0 is not positive or negative.
0 is
I might have to just do my own episode or something, honestly. No! I might just have to redo this some other time. I don't know about this. I don't think it's gonna work.
No, it's not working anymore.
I mean, I've made some bad episodes, but...
You're being rude. You're being so rude!
This is probably the worst in a while. I'm sorry, everyone. I'm trying. Not much I can do.
Zero.
I guess zero is being negative right now. But I mean, what else am I supposed to do?
Okay, I'm sorry. Next question.
What else am I supposed to do? Why do you think that goose keeps following me around?
I'm the biggest bird.
What do you think? Why is that goose appearing so much? It's coming more and more often.
He literally wants to check that bird.
Check that bird. But it's like I saw him like twice in a week, and then today I saw him 3 times, and he had a friend one of the times. That's pretty crazy.
So you actually saw him 5 times this week?
Yeah, well, I don't know if that was all
I'm
this
the biggest
week.
Bird.
It was like, in the span of, but it wasn't the span of a few days. I think. I don't know.
Hey, y'all ready?
What?
Okay, look at this. Look at my latest video of Roxy as a human.
No.
Right. I was trying to look it up, like, why that happens, and they said it's, like, animals think you're, like, a calming presence. If, like, animals keep following you around as if.
That's funny. You're a calming presence, Daddy. Imagine somebody calling you that.
That would you're be nice. You're
such a calming presence.
That would be nice. Or they, like, it's basically like they know you're not going to hurt them. Because I don't want to hurt the goose.
I do.
Why I'm do you want to hurt the goose?
I'm just kidding. I don't want
Is to it hurt just the Texan in you? You just want to shoot the goose? Is that what it is? That would make sense. If a Texan sees a bird, they can't resist shooting it. Unless it's an eagle, maybe.
Don't say, stop.
Unless it's an eagle.
Oh my gosh.
Even then, I think they might, though. What would win out? Because Texas is always like, wants to be their own state, so they might not really recognize the eagle.
That's
They always want to be rude. Their own country.
Don't be rude.
That would make sense. Like, that they would shoot the eagle, too.
No. That is not
it's like, this here is about Texas. This ain't about America.
Stop it.
I could see that. So what was your like your favorite interaction you had with an animal?
Probably Leroy.
But like your favorite single interaction, you think?
Leroy.
Like what's one, I don't know, your favorite thing that you did with him.
I just like to hang out with him. Ooh, but I also really like butterflies. I used to like try to catch butterflies. Wait, no, I mean like physical butterflies. Like, but
what, instead of like mythical butterflies?
No, like, you know the
butterflies in your stomach?
Yeah, like phrase catching butterflies.
Catching butterflies. So that's one of your favorites? I was just curious because you actually have a lot of interactions with animals, so I wasn't sure what your favorites would be.
Look how nice my hands are, y'all.
Is that's one of your favorites?
Yeah, it's definitely Leroy, but like he's my like. Well, I don't want to call him my pet. I don't really like own him, but.
Probably likes you the most, or at least like one of the most. I think he might like you the most of anyone. Most likely. Well, I mean, you're not here as much as other people, but I feel like he would like you the most of anyone.
Yeah. Most I'm likely. I'm just so pretty full.
So does MM2 still suck, or yes. Has it improved?
I hate M-suck. I mean, what?
M-suck?
Bro.
I hate M-suck. What's wrong with MM2? What's wrong with it?
Just sucks.
What did it do?
I hate MM2. It's literally just bad, bro. I hate M-suck.
What did MM2 do?
Doo-doo in the toilet. That's what it smells like. A game cannot smell, but you can smell a game.
What made you not like it?
Because I literally kept losing, and the game was like glitching and saying that I lost.
That would be annoying. The glitching?
Yeah.
I haven't played it, I don't think, right?
No.
I think I played
it. It's like you know Cat? Like the one version where you can't respawn.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's like, but that's like the whole game.
You can't respawn at all?
Yeah.
That sounds annoying on there, because it's so easy to die on those games, because like the controls are not very good.
Yeah.
Why would anyone do that? I see why you said that.
That's annoying.
Maybe MM2 truly does suck.
It does.
Maybe you were right all along.
You didn't think I was right before.
Well, I mean, I just... That kind of clarifies it. Yeah. What is your favorite game on there lately?
Royal High.
Is that one fun?
Yeah.
Didn't they make toys out of that? Is that one of the ones they made toys out of?
No, it's a Adopt Me.
No, but I think... I want to say they had Royal High.
Oh, yeah, toys. They did. They did. It was like the Ice Princess.
Yeah, I thought they did. Because they've had... They've made like toys out of a few of those games. Like Piggy.
Yeah, I know that... I definitely had
Piggy Adopt Me.
Before. I still have him. No, we're getting Piggy out right now. Piggy... Piggy out.
No, I don't know. I have no idea where that thing is.
Piggy. I think it's in here. There you go. Piggy.
Did you bring her in there?
Yeah.
I guess if you know where she is. I haven't seen her in a long time.
It's Piggy. Oh, yeah. I remember
and these. And Tigree.
No. Only Piggy.
But that was one of the toys. You don't like Tigree? Is Tigree actually on there?
Yeah, Tigree is like a... Piggy's definitely the main character, but Tigree is... excuse me, y'all. Tigree is like... He's not like the main character, but he is a pretty big character in it.
Tigree is?
Yeah.
What does Tigree do that's different than Piggy? Or are they pretty much the same thing?
Yeah, I mean, they really only just, like, kill each other, but Tigree's, like, he's, like, a military character.
Wait, Tigree and Piggy kill each other?
No, like, they kill the players. There's, like, some story.
Did you ever beat Piggy?
No.
It's too hard?
Like, I can beat the maps, but not, like, the whole game.
Is it long?
Yeah. There's, like, multiple books. I think they're making, like, book 3, which is basically, like different stages of... So, like, book 1 is, like, it's, like, 11 maps. No, there's 12.
Do you have to beat them all in a row, or does it save?
Oh, yeah, it saves.
So, how much have you beaten of Piggy?
I beat, like, half of book 2. Or I beat all of book 1 and half of book 2.
Oh, so you're almost caught up.
Yeah. But I think they're making a book 3.
Do you still play it?
No, not really.
How come? That was like your jam.
They're also in the hunt. Well, I should start playing it more, though. I think I just stopped playing it because like they're just like adding so many things, and it's just hard to catch up. Because I feel like you need to be like a pro at the game to beat some of it.
Are you a pro or no?
Nah.
I don't know if I believe that. I think he might secretly be a pro.
No. Oh, God!
Piggy, Tigree. So what do you think about this Kendrick versus Drake beef? Is bro cooked? Is sis cooked? What do you think?
There you go.
Oh, you lit it up. What do you think about the beef? No opinion?
The beef? Bro needs to stop.
Who needs to stop?
Both of them. They need to... Wait, I don't know who caused it, but...
It needs to stop.
Yeah. Like, why are people always be arguing about stuff?
Yeah, and that one, I don't know. I think, from what I could tell, from what I've heard, it started because Kendrick lost respect for Drake when he found out Drake doesn't write his own rhymes.
Oh, well, what? He doesn't, bro. I mean, like, there's more work put in if a songwriter writes...
But a lot of people don't write their... Like, a lot of people don't respect that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they would... I lost respect. I don't even know if I really had respect, but I definitely was like, oh, yeah. he should never be considered one of the greatest off of that. Because right now there's a whole thing about the big three being Kendrick, J. Cole, and Drake. And I'm just like, honestly, like, Kendrick has the most case for being one of the best rappers, but I feel like a lot of people overrate him too. Yeah, J. Cole is good, but I feel like all three of them are overrated. And I know people will be mad at that.
But ooh, like, why'd you say that? I actually love Drake.
I don't think J. Cole or Drake have any classic albums. I think Kendrick has two. His fans would say he has like five or something. And it's like, he has two, Good Kid, Mad City, and To Pimp a Butterfly. Outside of that, I don't think Damn is a classic. And I definitely don't think Mr. Morale is a classic. So, and the ones before, I don't think Overly Dedicated or Section 80 were classics either. You know, so.
He made a new album with his mom's name, I think. It's called Donda.
That's Kanye.
Oh, oops.
Yeah.
Sorry, y'all. I cannot even tell.
Kanye has a new album called, like, Vultures, I think.
Kevin Hart.
It wasn't very good. It had some good songs, but I don't know. I feel like Kanye hasn't been the same since his mom passed away. I don't feel like he's been making good music since then, really. Like, every once in a while, but I don't think I've liked any of his albums since then. Probably the closest was My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. And I liked that album okay, but I just didn't think it was, like, this amazing, like, unforgettable album that some people were acting like. It's crazy. Sometimes it's just the way you talk about yourself that'll get people to believe. Like, I feel like Kanye and Lil Wayne in the modern era, they both, like, said that they were the best, and people just start buying into it. And it's like, Lil Wayne has skills, for sure, but he has a lot of bad music too. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like there's so many artists that are just like, they're just like overrated. Like, they shouldn't like, I mean, like, obviously, like, I'm not trying to say anything bad, but I feel like some people, they're saying that, like, they, like, Olivia Rodrigo. I always use that like her as like an example, but like
Olivia Rodrigo,
like my best friend, she says that she's like the best singer in the world.
No, I'm your best friend and I didn't say that.
My friend said that.
Your lesser friend, who is not as good of a friend as me.
Wow. You know, I'm sending her this clip. I'm cutting this out of the podcast and sending her.
I wouldn't say that about Olivia Rodrigo. That is a wild thing to say. But I mean, you guys are kids. Like, kids don't know any better. To say Olivia Rodrigo is the best singer is crazy. You know, that's insane.
No.
But yeah.
I love Olivia.
Oh, sorry. Never mind. I take it back. She's the greatest singer. She's the greatest singer of all times.
No. She's the greatest singer.
Yeah. All time.
No.
All time.
She's just the greatest
singer. All time. So, who would you pick, like, Kendrick or Drake in this beef? Who would you rather listen to, or who do you think is better?
Kendrick.
You think so?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because Kendrick.
I don't know. You like how he writes when he raps like this? Alright. He got the purple. He got the dildo. He got the humpo.
When he raps like that? That sounds cool, huh?
Yeah, that's literally, like, slaps, bro.
Amazing, brother. Amazing, brother. Amazing, brother.
Stop!
Man.
You're being rude.
No, I'm just playing.
I am telling Kendrick that you said that.
I don't have a problem with Kendrick, but
I have Kendrick.
It's like anything else. The fans just get annoying, is what it is. Because they'll be like, Kendrick Lamar is the GOAT. He's the best of all time. And I'm like, bro, no. No. Well, no. Actually, that's my next question.
Olivia Rodrigo sucks. I hate Olivia Rodrigo.
That is actually, we're just going off on our least favorite artist now. Well, I mean, Kendrick is definitely not my least favorite artist. I actually like him. I said he had two classics. You wouldn't say that if you didn't like somebody. But I just feel like he got to a point where it's like people just accept everything he does as like being the greatest thing of all time. And it's just kind of crazy. It's like, that song actually isn't good, though. Some stuff.
Bro like, needs to chill. Well, like, if it's
the
like...
The fans need to chill, for sure.
Yeah. Like, I get, like... Like, I get... I mean, like, if you really like Kanye, like, then, like, you're obviously, like, gonna... Like, you're gonna support him. Like, if you really like him, but, like...
Bro's tripping a lot, though, honestly, Kanye. He says a lot of wild things where it's like, I honestly don't know how people still support him.
Oh, wait, did I say Kanye?
He contradicts himself.
I meant Kendrick.
Kanye and Kendrick. Kanye and Kendrick sitting in a tree. No, I'm just playing. Who is the best rapper right now? I'm curious about that. Like, I don't know what you think.
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart is? You think? By Kevin Hart.
Actually, probably there's this guy that I listen to a lot. His name is Zero Graph.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
You think he's the best?
Oh, of course. I know he's the best.
I didn't tell her to say this, folks. Did I tell you any of these questions? No.
That's... Help me. Help. I was kidding.
Okay, no. That was fun.
I was kidding.
He's making me say this. He's holding a gun to me.
No, don't.
Texas
I'm
style.
I'm fine, guys.
No, see my hands? They're right here. No gun. You tell them. You tell them I'm the greatest.
You know.
Just kidding.
Yeah, just kidding.
Just playing.
Oh, just a little joke, yeah. Can I have your water?
This water has actually been sitting here for a while. I don't think anyone should drink it.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
It's been sitting, like, it's probably not, we should throw it away. It's probably not, it's been sitting in the sun, so I feel like it would actually probably make somebody sick. I don't know, maybe not, but I don't want to take the chance.
You drink it. Drink it.
You really think I'm the best rapper right now?
Of course.
That's so sweet.
You're always the best rapper.
That's sweet.
Like, I don't even understand, like, why people are saying, oh, yeah, Drake.
It's just because that's what they know. That's what, like, the corporations have pushed on them. You know,
yeah, it's,
they
it's
don't
because,
know any better.
It's because, like, when you get famous and you get, like, all these fans, then, like even if your music is actual poop.
But people get famous, like, it's not usually just luck. And I'm not saying it's skill either. It's actually, like, a machine pushing you, basically. It's like, it's marketing. It's like, if they decide that you're the one they want to push or whatever, or you... A lot of people believe there's, like, secret rituals and all this creepy stuff that you have to do to get on, you know, but we don't know.
I would never do a ritual to get famous.
It is crazy.
Why? So, I don't think that's worth it. It's so, like, there's downsides to being famous, too.
Definitely.
Like, you have to worry about paparazzi and then...
I always think it's kind of creepy when anybody's, like, just that... thirsty for fame.
Yeah, it's like honestly, sometimes it's not worth it. Well, it depends on like how get this dang camera away from me. You always do that.
It depends on what.
Oh, sorry. Just this rude camera man that. Ow, that actually kind of hurt my hand. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for saying that.
Karma.
Karma, boyfriend.
Karma is your hand.
Stop.
Kermit is my boyfriend.
Can
Kermit
I have
is
your
a
water?
Guy. This water's not good, I'm telling you.
No, can I have your water from the fridge? No. Can I have your water from the fridge?
There's no water in the fridge.
Why?
I don't know. Well,
I want cold
it's,
water.
Well, honestly, there is a reason why there's no water in the fridge.
Why?
I think why? You know.
Why? What?
Somebody broke
the water jug. Stop it!
And I'm very sorry that I broke it.
I broke it.
You broke it?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Y'all, she's covering for me. I have a message to tell
she's
you.
She's covering for me.
I have a message to tell you. Ready, y'all?
Ah! Wow, man. I'm so sorry. We lulled you back into thinking you were safe, and now we just blew your ears out again.
Sorry, y'all.
Jeez. So who is your favorite artist now?
Zero Graph.
Really?
Yes.
That's so sweet.
Zero Graph is literally GOAT. I hate all other singers. All other singers must perish in five next seconds.
What about your girl, Ariana?
Ew. I mean, donut liquor. My pronouns are donut liquor.
My pronouns are donut liquor. My pronouns are USA. Can you do it?
My pronouns are USA.
Now, how about that?
Why are you saying that? Hold up, y'all. I'm about to do another video.
My pronouns are
USA. My pronouns are USA.
You're going to destroy your mic. You know that, right? That's for sure it's gonna destroy your phone.
Why?
I apologize to your mother. I will apologize to her live. I'm sorry.
Watch this.
Just kidding. I hope not, actually. She probably wouldn't like this.
Okay. Freddie doesn't like this.
She probably wouldn't like it.
Freddie doesn't like this.
Does Freddie say that? Yeah. Freddie doesn't like this. Does he actually talk?
Like in UCN, Ultimate Custom Night, Who's the one that makes that noise
on the first one?
That one?
Yeah. Who that is? Hey! Who it is? Mm-hmm. Who is it?
Summit!
Who makes that noise?
It's Freddy and Golden Freddy.
Oh, they're the ones who make the noise. Okay. Interesting.
Oh wait, no, but there's also this one, Fredbear. It's Scott Cawthon's son laughing in like slow motion.
Please deposit five coins.
Is that how Freddy talks?
Yeah.
You are attempting to trick Freddy? You are attempting to... Freddy doesn't like this. Thank you for depositing 5 coins.
Is that actual game audio or is that like some fan-made stuff?
Yeah, that's the actual game audio. But did you hear this?
You are attempting to... Freddy doesn't like this.
Freddy doesn't like this. Wait, hold up. Fredbear laugh. This is a scary Fredbear laugh. That's the one that scares me.
That Fredbear laugh? Freddy Fazbear. What's the difference between Fredbear and Freddy Fazbear?
Fredbear's the OG. It's Fredbear's Family Diner.
Fredbear. Is that the first one?
Yeah, it's Fredbear and Spring Bonnie. Those are the first two animatronics that William Afton made. Then Freddy Fazbear. Freddy Fazbear is the one from 1993. Wait.
There you go. You're extra silly tonight. So what are you most excited for in your life right now?
Probably like Probably like when zero grav is taking off.
When I'm off.
And I put taking because it's present. No, when zero grav took off because zero grav is already taking off and he already took off.
What does that mean?
Your music took off.
Oh, that's sweet. That's what you're excited for? It'll happen, but I have to make it happen. Easier said than
done. Make it happen! I mean, oh, okay.
We're making it out the hood with this one.
Get
zoom. Zoom, zoom, zoom. Yeah, zoom, 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 zoom. So, what is the most Texas thing that has ever happened to you?
I got shot.
No, you didn't.
Got shot right in my heart. Deep in the heart of Texas.
What is the most Texas thing that happened? Like, where you're like, man, this is so Texas.
I saw this guy that was literally riding a horse.
Did he have, like, no teeth? And was he carrying guns?
No, the horse was.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the horse was carrying his gun for him, and then he pointed the gun at me.
Yeah, that's pretty Texan right there.
Yeah, that's a real Texan.
Remember when I told you about... This is a real story. I told you about this super Texas story.
Yeah.
Now I can tell you what it is.
Wait, the armadillo? I forgot.
So, a Texas man, he shot an armadillo shell, and it bounced off and hit him, and he had to go to the hospital.
Oh, I remember that.
You remember that story?
Yes.
That was like the most Texas thing I ever heard of. It was like, hey! What are you doing on my property? And then he blasted the armadillo and it hit him.
Bro.
Why would you shoot an armadillo?
I know. There's not...
They're so rare. I feel like I would be hyped to see one.
I know. I saw a baby
Texans
armadillo
just
before.
Just shoot anything.
I've seen one armadillo my whole life, and it was on a nature trail that we were going on, like a nature hike. Texan... And I saw it. And I think it was like off limits, and I accidentally like went where the off limits area was, and then I saw the baby armadillo.
Did you get in trouble?
No. Well, by my mom, but not. I don't think anybody saw.
Was it cute, the baby armadillo?
No.
It wasn't cute?
No.
What did it look like? Why wasn't it cute? What was wrong with it?
It looked like poop. I'm just kidding. It looked actually super cute. I think that I saw its mom coming.
I don't think I've ever seen a baby armadillo. Oh, was its mom was coming? Were you scared?
Well, I thought it was just like I didn't really think of like that the mom was probably gonna try to like protect the baby and like hurt me, but luckily mommy pulled me away in time.
What did mommy say?
She said, "No, you know better. Don't go there."
Was this like a school thing, or you guys just went out?
No, it was just like we just went out like on a nature hunt.
How did you get that far away from mommy where you were by the armadillo like that?
Oh no, it wasn't really that far. It's like a road, almost, but it was like a trail, and then there's just like this. It's like it's tiny little like swoop, and then there's like trees, and I saw a baby armadillo.
How cute!
I know. Baby. It almost looked like a path because the trees were like okay. So, imagine like this. This is like the road. Stop! stop! Okay, this is the road. Okay, so this hand right here is the road. This one. Stop! You're putting in the wrong angle. And then this is where it, like, swooped. This is where it swooped. And the trees were, like... wait, hold on.
That's hard to say. Well, anyway, you survived the armadillo.
Yes. I don't know what their defense... Oh, wait, they, like, roll up into a ball.
The armadillo?
Yep, the armadillo.
Armadillo.
Aramidolo.
Aramidolo.
Hold up, y'all. I'm literally about to draw what it looks like.
Are you about to do it?
I'm about to do it.
You about to do it.
I'm not saying it right.
I say it however I want to say it.
Say what you want to say.
So why is Olivia Rodrigo so much better than Ariana Grande? What is it?
Wait, sorry. When did I say that?
You say that all the time. I'm just kidding. That's her beef with her friends.
I say that.
Are more of your friends? Do more of your friends like Ariana Grande more or Olivia Rodrigo more?
Probably Olivia Rodrigo.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah, I never heard any of them talk about Ariana Grande. I'm like the only one that likes it.
Is she just like too old or something?
I don't know.
Because I know Olivia Rodrigo is really young. But
yeah, she's like 21, I think.
But it's kind of weird because I feel like I haven't heard of her as much.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel like she is as known. She doesn't have like as big of hits or something.
Yeah, but like more ass for the youngsters, bro.
That's crazy. The youngins.
Tough.
Have your friends probably have heard my music, huh?
Yeah, I showed it to you, and I made them add it onto their Spotify playlist.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Did they like it?
Yeah.
That's sweet. What did they listen to?
I told them to listen to Bird's Eye View. And then I told them to listen to I Know You Know.
And they liked him?
Yeah. They said that it must be so cool having a dad that's like a musician.
Oh, that's sweet.
No, it ain't.
I didn't know you did that, but that's really sweet.
I lied.
You didn't lie.
Yes, I did, Paul.
Lately, I think like 1,000 people have added songs to their playlist, so that's pretty cool.
Oh, L.
That's pretty good. I mean, you know, I don't have the corporate machines behind me, so. But yes, I think that's pretty good.
I saw them. Please!
Still got like 12,000 Spotify followers. That's pretty good. So I see artists that have more plays than me that have a lot less followers, so that's always interesting. At least recent plays, I guess.
Oh.
That's all you see on Spotify. Spotify is crazy.
This is kind of what it looked like.
What was this again?
It's a trail.
Mm.
But like this is where like this is a trail and then this is where I walked. It's like this little like hitch or ditch or something. And then this is where the trees were and then I'll draw the armadillo.
Draw the aramidillo.
Bro.
Just add like an extra syllable.
Oh no, you know.
Draw that armadillo.
Armadillo, bro.
Can you draw that armadillo? Hey, I need you to draw that. The only thing I draw is my gun. And I don't mean with a pencil. I mean, I take it out the holster.
This is what I have to deal with every day.
It's the only thing that I draw. Maybe draw a bath for myself. Other than that, I don't draw. That's for the hippies.
What? I guess I'm hip, bruh. I don't even know how hip.
That's for the liberals. I don't draw. I ain't an artist.
Well, if you're an artist in shooting.
I don't even like to refer to it that way. Sounds too feminine to me.
Of course.
So silly.
My bad, sir. That sounded so...
So how are things with your friends this week? Are they better than, like, last week?
No, Naomi's still being a... I'm just kidding.
Did anyone call her that?
Yes.
Who called her that?
Me. I'd do it again.
You called her that to her face?
No. I would never call her that.
You're like, Naomi, you beep.
That's racist.
Beep. No, I didn't say, I wasn't blurring out a racist slur.
How am I supposed to know that?
You know that. I didn't even know that girl's race until like now, I guess.
Today. No, I told you.
But today.
Yeah, so you already knew.
I'm not racist.
How am I supposed to?
I hate everyone.
What? So that's just making you racist to all racists.
No, if I hate everyone, If I hate, I even hate myself. I hate everyone in the world.
L.
That's a dub. No, just my.
Did bro just call that a W?
That's a dub.
C-R-D-R-A-B-D-B-C. Hey, y'all want to see my drawing? Okay.
So what was your favorite thing at Universal this time?
Ooh.
We went to Universal again.
Dang, that Mario Cafe was actually really cool.
Would you want to go back there?
Yes, of course.
There's still stuff you haven't tried.
No. There is stuff I tried.
We can go back for your spring break if you want.
I hate Mario World.
Hey. Hmm? Not cool, bro.
No.
So that was your favorite part?
Yes.
Makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
So, how is, like, YouTube going this week?
I hate YouTube! I mean, I shouldn't have said that.
This is gonna go on YouTube. Thanks a lot.
Shoot. Sorry, y'all.
No, I'm just kidding.
It's April Fool's, actually.
April Fool's.
We actually have April Fool's.
Are things actually getting better on YouTube this week?
Not really.
Why not?
Yeah, and my part of town.
Why not?
We actually have April Fool's 7 days closer. So, it's actually March 24th right now, which is when we have April Fool's. I hope you know that, because it's actually March Fool's.
Interesting.
That's just what we do in this part of town. You better get used to it, because it ain't changing. I sound like a totally different person.
Wrecked.
If it hadn't been for cotton, I mean, sorry.
Wrecked.
If it hadn't been for cotton, I
do. You enjoy when Leroy bites himself?
No.
Do you think we should, like, bite him instead to show our support?
What? No! Why would we do that?
Do you think we should bite that goose while we're at it? Like, I wonder what they taste like.
Why? Why would we do that?
We just gotta go on a biting spree, I think.
No! That's literally. I'll stick to eating food.
You will?
Yes.
How?
What do you mean, how? I'm sticking to eating food. Well, actually, I guess eating a dog is not really. I guess it is food in some places.
I wonder. What do you think the goose tastes like? Does it taste like chicken?
I think it tastes like duck. Oops.
We actually had a Christmas goose for, like, my grandma made it. It was pretty good.
Ew.
Christmas goose. You might like it. One thing I had that I did not like was, like, fried duck. It was, like, so greasy.
Ew.
But it could have just been where I got it from. I'm not sure. So, what is your favorite season? And your least favorite season?
Summer. And my least favorite is fall.
Really?
I'm just kidding. Fall is my favorite.
Hmm. Is that really your favorite?
No, my favorite is summer.
What's your least favorite?
Winter.
Hmm.
It's just because, like, I can't even survive in the cold. I'm glad that I'm born when I am, like, where we have, like, heaters and air conditioners. Mostly heaters, because, like, get this dang phone away from me!
I try to get a good perspective.
I don't need no good perspective! Whoa.
So summer is your favorite season.
Summer.
So how are you feeling after your first parent-teacher conference in Cali?
That was cool. I felt like I was living here.
Really?
Yeah.
Did that make you feel more like you were living here?
Yay.
Have you ever been to one with your mom, or has she not gone to, like, the conferences?
Yeah, I've been to a lot.
Oh, she takes you with her?
Well, I'm pretty sure there has to be, like, at least some that I haven't gone to, but...
Did you like them?
I don't really remember, like, a lot of them, but... Or we did have, like Meet the Teacher Day. That's kind of like a conference.
Hmm.
But not really, like, the same exact thing.
Similar. Well, it was so great to... It's so great to, like, see how much you love your school. It's really sweet.
I love Baldy View. Go to Baldy View, y'all. I don't care how old you are. 7, 70, go to Baldy View.
Do it.
Now. Uncle Sam, I want you to go to Baldy View. Whoa, that rhymes.
Well, we'll bust into some quick sports. KZR Sports! So Shohei Ohtani, this scandal's wild. He gets his interpreter, I guess, gets caught stealing money and trying to, like, gamble it back. Just a bad move, you know. Yoshi, he got wrecked. We'll see what happens the rest of the series, but it was a bad start. Yeah. It's a bad start so far. Interesting start. The Lakers, unfortunately, are pretty mid this year, and they're trying to get better. I don't know if they're going to be able to do anything. But I still believe, like, they'll be a dangerous out in the playoffs, so you never know. I think they're going to get hot at the right times if they got that going for them. I mean, they went to the Western Conference Finals last year, so it shows you. Yeah. And, Jake Paul. Is anyone rooting for Jake Paul against Mike Tyson? I haven't seen anyone say that. I'm sure there are people. There's got to be, like, racists for sure that are just rooting for Jake Paul. But it seems very rare, you know, so that's pretty cool. We'll see, though. It could just be a fake fight. It could also be that Mike Tyson is way too old to be fighting at this point, but we'll see. And that'll conclude the sports. Was there anything? Okay, is there anything else you want to get off? Anything you want to talk about before we get out of here?
Throw up twice a day.
Is that good for you?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I don't know about that one. Anything else? You want to ask or add?
Ask what?
I was asking if you had any questions.
What?
In general.
What?
I guess not.
Y'all fart.
I dare you. No, they think they the sh, but they not even the fart.
Grah. I be going hot.
The song is just so bad.
Yeah, it's so.
Well, anyway, though. Did you want to get. And it, was there anything you wanted to talk about before we get out of here?
Y'all, what is that? Do you see that?
That is weird.
It's not showing up on the actual phone screen. Or is it?
I guess you don't have anything else to talk about.
What is that?
Mm.
It's not showing up, like, when I look at it. I don't know, that's weird.
Well, in that case, thank you for coming on with me. It's always a pleasure to have you. Did you have fun?
I know.
Or were you mad this time?
My life is like a video.
All right, I guess you're not going to answer any questions. Well, it was nice to have you on anyway.
No, it wasn't.
Sorry.
Wait, no, I'm sorry, y'all.
Yeah, I tried. I mean, there's only so much I can do. But, you know, hopefully you enjoy the episode. I guess we'll see. To everybody out there.
Bye, y'all. I hope you enjoy this episode because you're definitely just, like, super cool.
You deserve it, everyone.
You deserve to watch our episodes. Well, if I, like, bring my lift down, it's so hard to talk. Like, you wouldn't even think that it would be hard to talk. L A E C D E E-G-H-I-J-K-L-M-N-O-P-Q-R-S-T-U-V-W-X-Y-N-Z.
Are you done? Are you doing the
whole W-S-Y-N-Z-N-O-W.
Good night.
Bye, y'all.